91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 21 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. There may be more information released today on the shooting of a 37-year-old Peterborough police officer and the arrest of suspects. Keith Calderwood is in stable condition in Toronto Hospital after being wounded yesterday during a raid on a suspected crack house in Lindsay. One person was killed in the shooting and five people are in custody, but the SIU has released little information. Quinty West OPP were called to a Sydney Ward group home for an out-of-control teen yesterday. The 16-year-old female was assaulting staff members and was charged with assault, breach of probation, and failed to comply with undertaking. She was held for bail and will appear in Belleville Court today. The House of Commons is expected to break for the summer today, but the flight to the ridings for members of Parliament could be delayed by pending back-to-work legislation in the Canada Post dispute. Canadian Press reporter Terry Pedwell says both the government and opposition say they're prepared to extend the sitting to deal with the bill.
Both the Conservatives and the opposition New Democrats say they're prepared to keep sitting to debate back-to-work legislation in the contract dispute, even if it means going through the St. Jean-Baptiste holiday and even the weekend. But political parties often threaten to extend parliamentary sittings beyond their expected expiry date, only to use some swift procedural move to wrap things up as scheduled.
NDP leader Jack Layton says his party will delay passage of the bill to give both sides more time to reach an agreement on their own. A small entrepreneurial company out of Picton is heading to the Big Apple. Ashley Gale reports.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could hold up your smartphone and audit the energy use in your home? That's the app. Four students from Queens are presenting to IBM's SmartCamp event in New York next Tuesday. They're part of Envirolytics, a new company out of Picton. Founder Patrick Leslie says the app will help homeowners save money.
The user will be able to walk around their home and take a ton of different inputs and measurements, and it runs like everything from the type and number of light bulbs you have to the size of your windows and the size of your house and the different types of insulation. And we take all that information and send it to our servers, and we can figure out how much energy you're using, where you're using all that energy.
Envirolytics is looking to partner with an investor so they can offer the app for free. Ashley Gale, 91X News, Picton.
CFB Trent will be having a change of command for the 429 squadron tomorrow. Lieutenant Colonel Ian Huddleston will relinquish command to Lieutenant Colonel Jason Stark. 8-Wing Commander Colonel Dave Cochran will preside over the ceremony. Quinty West OPP set up a ride program early this morning at Riverside Park in Frankfurt. 150 vehicles were checked, resulting in three drivers being charged with failing to wear a seatbelt. One driver also had his vehicle towed after he tried to evade the ride program due to expired plates. U.S. President Barack Obama says the tide of the war in Afghanistan is receding. He's announced he's pulling 33,000 American troops out of the country by next summer. Obama says the remaining 70,000 troops will leave at what he calls a steady pace. Obama says the U.S. military has been successful in Afghanistan.
We're starting this drawdown from a position of strength. Al-Qaeda is under more pressure than at any time since 9/11. Together with the Pakistanis, we have taken out more than half of Al-Qaeda's leadership.
France has followed Obama's announcement this morning by saying it's withdrawing its 4,000 troops in Afghanistan. It will follow a timetable comparable to that of the staggered pullout of American troops. U.S. authorities say fugitive Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger has been arrested by the FBI near Los Angeles. Reporter Christopher Weber says Bulger has been a bigger-than-life figure.
Bulger was the subject of a number of books and was said to be an inspiration for the main character of the 2006 Martin Scorsese movie, The Departed.
Bulger had been on the FBI's 10 most wanted list for his alleged role in 19 murders. He'd been on the run for 16 years. Unfortunately, this won't come as a surprise to anyone who's been following the story. ABC's David Blaustein has more information on the circumstances surrounding the car crash that killed Ryan Dunn.
Not only was Jackass star Ryan Dunn driving between 132 and 140 miles per hour when he was killed Monday morning, he was quite drunk. The West Goshen Police Department says the toxicology report on Dunn returned a blood alcohol content level of 0.196, well over the legal limit of 0.08. Dunn had tweeted a picture of himself drinking with two friends a couple of hours before the accident. One of the friends in the picture was Dunn's passenger, 30-year-old Zachary Hartwell, who was also killed. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Local high schools will be getting some help from the provincial government this fall. Starting this September, three schools will offer specialist high skills major programs. Quinty Secondary School will offer manufacturing, and sports will be offered at Moyer Secondary and St. Teresa's Catholic Secondary School. 15 more specialist high school majors will be offered in Prince Edward Hastings High Schools next year. MPP Leona Dombrowski says the programs allow students to earn credits while developing skills needed for college, university, apprenticeships, or the workplace. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Dollar Drink Days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
Anaheim Ducks forward Corey Perry was the big winner at the NHL Awards ceremony, taking home the Hart Trophy as the league's most valuable player. Vancouver's Daniel Sedin won the Ted Lindsay Award as the outstanding player in a vote by his peers. Detroit's Nicklas Lidström is making room for his seventh Norris Trophy as the league's best defenseman. Boston's Tim Thomas won the Vezina as top goalie, and Carolina's Jeff Skinner won the Calder Trophy as Rookie of the Year. The Toronto Blue Jays are looking to regroup after getting swept in Atlanta. The Blue Jays struck out 13 times, with Brandon Beechey registering a career-high 11 Ks over six innings in the Braves' 5-1 victory. Toronto is off today and opens a weekend series tomorrow in St. Louis. Canadian tennis player Milos Raonic has been diagnosed with a strained ligament after a fall yesterday that forced his withdrawal from a Wimbledon match. The hard-serving 20-year-old was holding serve in the first set when he slid on the grass and went down awkwardly. He hopes to be back in action next month for the Canada's Davis Cup match. And it's an annual controversy at Wimbledon. How loud is too loud for tennis? Reporter John Berman investigates whether the grunts have gone too far.
In the first round this year, Victoria Azarenka hit 95 decibels. A couple of years ago, Maria Sharapova hit 105. For the record, a blender is just 98 decibels. Azarenka says it helps her put more power in her shots. But the relatively quiet tennis great Martina Navratilova doubts that.
They're making a noise as if they're lifting 200 kilos, you know, or 300 pounds, and that's not the case. The ball is not that heavy.
The CFL preseason continues tonight with the Toronto Argonauts visiting Winnipeg. The Argos are coming off a home victory in their exhibition opener, while the Bombers were defeated on the road in their first game. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Eastern. The NBA holds its annual draft night in Newark, New Jersey. The Cleveland Cavaliers hold the overall number one pick. Former Arizona forward Derek Williams says if he's drafted by the Cavaliers, he doesn't want Cleveland to view him as the next LeBron James.
I don't want to be LeBron. I want to be anything like him. You know, I think whoever gets picked at the number one spot, I think that's what the city is going to be looking for, the next LeBron.
The Toronto Raptors have the fifth pick in what is considered a less than stellar draft. The Phoenix Suns, meanwhile, are shooting down Steve Nash trade rumors. The 37-year-old Victoria native and two-time NBA MVP is entering the final year of his contract. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. 91x weather. Today, showers with a risk of a thunderstorm and a high of 24. Tonight, showers with a risk of a thunderstorm and a low of 18. Tomorrow, showers with a high of 21. Saturday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a high of 21. And Sunday's finally looking a bit better, sunny with a high of 23. At 12:09, it's 21 degrees. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Mark Venema.